Wheels. Wildlife management update. I got listed beside that, but again, you know, that's something that is a high level of concern, I think, to all pilots coming in and out. Jim, you usually have most of the topic of discussion here.
I was out chasing one deer around today. I haven't seen a whole lot of deer. I haven't seen the geese that we've seen in the past. The vultures are out there. You know, we have a project lined up in the next fiscal year, starting in July, to address one of the water areas that they seem to like out there. Nothing else to add. We're updating our permits to shoot them, destroy eggs and nests.
I counted two or three Fridays ago, I counted, I think it was 20 vultures. 18, like, there's a large number of vultures in that little, you know, little water, that little ditch area.
Yeah. Can you hear, John?
Where's that?
Say again?
Can you hear, sir?
We're Bravo.
I can hear you.
Okay. Bravo meets the runway. There's a little ditch of standing water.
Lake Jim?
Lake Jim. Okay.
But nothing really to report there. Part of our runway project that I'm going to tell you about here in a second, and it's the airport update is next, but part of the runway extension project will be tree removal, and there's about 4 acres down by the state police that the trees will be removed, and that'll take away some of their habitat down there. So things are moving along. Anything from the pilots, users?
I haven't heard anything from the pilots group in the last couple months. I personally haven't seen, I mean, Garrett's probably more around than we are. I haven't personally seen the deer population that we've seen in the past. I mean, Garrett, you know anything?
No, I mean, I think, well, there's part of that gate opened down, the fence was taken down, part of it was taken down during the ditch project, wasn't it?
Right, the fence is back up. There is where it crosses the swale. That's still a pretty big gap. And as soon as we get the grass growing in there, we'll go in with the fencing and fix that. But I don't think they're really getting in there.
Well, whatever reason, no. They seem to just they've gotten out of there.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. So the buzzards, you think, are going to try to get under control? Or
I'm not sure how to do that. I mean, there are ways that people use, you know, the effigies and, you know, the noises and things, and it lasts for a while, and then they get used to it.
Yeah, they usually fly pretty high, too.
You know, like I said, it's, you know, they like, you know, floating on the thermals out there from the black runway.
I think the issue is, though, it seems to be a growing population. I mean, you know, you go back 3 or 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, it really didn't seem to be much of an issue, and now I'm counting these large numbers of them out there, and so I'd say it's not going away, and I hear what you're saying about trying to change their habitat. Maybe that's part of the problem, part of the solution. I mean, we'll see. We're definitely getting more of them.
Okay. Any more further comment on wildlife? Airport update, Jim?
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Start with Taxiway A. That project is just about complete. They ran over a few days on their contract time, but if you've been out there, it's actually a pretty nice taxiway now from the terminal ramp down to 2-2. There's a couple of low spots that they're going to have to fix, and that'll be a one-day fix that will close the taxiway probably from the state police out to 2-2. And they're still going to have to come back in about 30 days to put the permanent markings on the taxiway. But other than that, we were real happy with how that came out. And, we're now moving into Taxiway B. That'll start after the 4th of July. And I think that's a two-month project. And we've talked about that before, of basically resurfacing Taxiway B, the concrete portion.
We're going to crack it.
Yeah, I mean, it will end up with a new surface, but it crack and seat, then overlay it. And
now, will they access from the other side?
They'll come in from the other side, that gate over there. So Taxiway B will be closed.
I think it's going across the
runway. It'd be a two-month project.
Now, so there'll be people using 10 and 2-8 to be required to back taxi?
They'll have to back taxi.
Okay. And
we'll put out some emails and appropriate notams.
One suggestion that I noticed with A being closed, especially if